Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium. Hang on. Slow down. Hang on. And a tablespoon. And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right,
that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
And still to come on the show today, we'll be finding out more about Movember with testicular cancer survivor Ben Bauer. We've also got Joe Hemmings talking about us becoming a nation of storytellers. And, of course, more news from the Darlington Civic Theatre with Matthew Kelly, who's going to be joining us later on in the programme. But starting us all off, like the best ingredients and the foundation without which we wouldn't actually be sort of doing our stuff to the level that we can do, nutritionally speaking, obviously in partnership with multivits.co.uk. and Farmer Nord Nutritional Supplements. It's a delight and unparalleled once again to welcome Dennis Gore for another mini lecture. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, sir.
Good. Excellent stuff. Okay.
And you mentioned testicular cancer.
Yeah, so I suspect selenium might get a mention somehow.
Yeah. Yes, joking apart, there's no harm in repeating things many times when it's good information, because we're told in the advertising world people have to hear things seven times before they've taken it in. So Mars bars, Coca-Colas, McDonald's, they are very heavily advertised, because the clever people who run these multinational companies, they know that if you don't advertise, things fade from the memory. It's like, if you want to stop people smoking, you don't say it once, you hammer it and hammer it and hammer it. and you have discussions and symposia. And it's the same with drinking alcohol. If you're drinking far too much alcohol, which is what's happening, I was at a lecture in Bolton several years ago when the liver expert consultant spoke to 60 pharmacists about the problems of overdrinking. And he said, there's more young women in Bolton through binge drinking, under 30, more young women under 30 who are waiting for a liver transplant, than anywhere in the country. With the cigarettes, we've managed to do something. You can't smoke on trains and buses and pubs and theatres, cinemas. The first year, the drop in heart attacks went down 17,000, and now I believe every year there are 41 less deaths from smoking now than before they stopped smoking in so many places. I did hear a top doctor, a professor of cardiology and respiratory diseases, I heard it on Radio 4, saying that if every person who smoked, about 12 million in England, if they all went on to the electronic cigarette, which has only got the nicotine, it hasn't got the 4,000 chemicals which are in. Hello?
Yes, we're still here, Dennis.
Yes, sorry,
are you still there?
It was an advert.
That's all right, then. Understandable. That's what happens, you see. Corporate population. Probably it's somebody actually turning out to say there are other brands of soft drinks and junk food available. Makers, anyway. Carry on.
No, it wasn't. It was one of these, have you lost money in some scheme, one of those that we all get.
Well, there we are, you see.
There we are.
Do they not know you're on the radio, for goodness sakes?
I was just explaining, if I can remember being left-handed, what I was talking about, Alex. I was just explaining
about
that this cardiologist said,
exactly,
if everybody switched to electronic cigarettes, the death rate from smoking-related diseases would drop 90%. I mean, that is amazing. So coming back to this story of testicular cancer, which often, it can happen in any age to a man, but it seems to happen particularly in the age group 20 to 40. So any man who feels he's got a pain or a lump developing in the testicle area, he should go and have it checked out, because if it's caught early, it's extremely easy to treat, extremely easy to cure. And if it's neglected and neglected and neglected, because men tend to neglect things because they're a funny crew, they ignore symptoms. Women have periods, they have the menopause, they have babies, they breastfeed. They're much more au fait with their bodies. And when things go wrong with women, they do go to the doctors much better than men. Men, they go through life, what do? They shave. They don't have periods or menopause or babies or breastfeeding. They just shave. And so they're not in tune with their bodies, so it's important, men. But coming back, Alex quite rightly reminded me when he said testicular cancer, he mentioned this word, selenium. For those who haven't heard it, you've heard of magnesium and calcium and zinc and iron and chromium and magnesium, all important elements without which problems arise in the body. And we need optimum amounts of these minerals that I've just mentioned. But we're coming back to this world's rarest mineral, which is selenium. When the planet was formed 4,000 million years ago, the part of the planet called Europe, and in particular this area called Great Britain, the soil in that area has the lowest levels of this world's rarest mineral. This area, Great Britain, has the lowest levels of selenium in the world. If we look at the soil levels, which then can give it, the selenium, to the food, which is great. growing in the soil of that area. If you look at places like Venezuela, they get 350 micrograms of selenium every day through their food chain, because it's in the wheat, which is grown in Venezuela, and it's in the chicken. When they eat chicken, the chicken are pecking and pecking the corn and the grass, whatever, and it's in the soil, so it gets in their food. And that's 350 micrograms a day. And Japan get 200 to 400 micrograms a day. And a lot of North America get 250 micrograms of selenium a day. Taiwan gets 175. I know you're excited, listeners, to hear. How much do you get? How much do you get? Those listening here in Great Britain, how much selenium do you get a day? 31. 31 micrograms a day. The lowest in the world in any country. There is one area, which is Keshan Province in China, and that has the lowest area in the world as an area, not as a country. In fact, it was so low, it wasn't our lousy 31, which is horrendous, the worst as a country, it was 20. They were down to 20 micrograms a day because they couldn't get enough selenium because it's not in the soil of Keshan Province. Well, it's only enough in the soil of Keshan Province in China to give the people through the food chain 20 micrograms a day. The babies were born with heart disease. So the Chinese government gave the people, and give the people in Keshan Province, they gave them selenium supplements. And in the subsequent births of babies, as the years passed, the children who previously had been born with heart disease, because their mother, when the baby's in the womb, the mother's food, and hence what the baby was getting in the womb, it was now reversed, because the mother was now being given a small amount of selenium. In Great Britain, we need 200 millionths of a gram a day. We're only getting 31. So if you take 200 millionths, which is the Pharmanor tablet, it costs 10p a day. What can you buy for 10p? You can't buy a packet of sweets. You can't buy a bottle of water from a service station on the motorway, that's about 90p. Packet of cigarettes. I was in a motorway service station last week, and I saw a packet of cigarettes. They were all roughly 8 to 9 pounds a packet. And a packet a day is £9 a day. 63 pounds a week. 50 times 60 for a year. £3,000 a year to buy cigarettes for 40 years, £120,000 to become ill. No wonder we're trying to stop it everywhere to give people good quality of life. Yes, so this selenium, they found in two universities doing trials several years ago, Cornell University and the University of Arizona. They followed people with selenium, and they found that if you take the selenium supplement, 200 micrograms, that was the very strength they used, 200 millionths of a gram, those who were on the selenium, the incidence of getting prostate cancer, which in England is 44,000 men a year, 10,000 die every year, there's only 8,500 hours in a year, so a man dies, listeners, every 54 minutes, somewhere in Great Britain, from prostate cancer, every 54 minutes, 10,000 a year. There are 250,000 people, men, in Great Britain, who have actually got prostate cancer at the moment. But these two university studies show if you take 200 millionths of a gram a day, which costs 10p, and it's called bioselenium with zinc, and it's made in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards, then it cuts the chance of getting prostate cancer. The chance of getting it, it's stopping the getting prostate cancer by 63% of the men will not get the prostate cancer they would have got if they hadn't been taking the selenium supplement. But it's not just men. They also found that men and women, the chance of getting colorectal cancer went down 58%, and lung cancer went down 48%. And the death rate from all cancers, from dying of cancer, by taking a Seleno Precise, a 200 micrograms of selenium, that went down 39%. And it said there is good work showing that ovarian and cervical and leukemia and cancer of the esophagus and several other cancers, the chance of getting them was greatly reduced when you took those who were in high areas of selenium or take a supplement. And the chance of a cancer, if you get it spreading, is greatly reduced. And the chance of it coming back is greatly reduced. And so when you hear that Great Britain's got the lowest selenium in the world, it's wonderful insurance to spend 10p a day on taking a Seleno Precise tablet. And it also, of course, selenium protects other organs of the body. There have been two recent trials, and I've been had the honour of being present when these results have been announced. In Sweden last year, I was sent by Pharmanord, who make the Bioquinone Q10, they make the Seleno Precise, and these were precisely the two products which were given in Sweden, in a village, to 440 elderly people who were all between 70 and 88. Nobody was under 70. And half of them got two Bioquinone Q10 capsules and one tablet of Seleno Precise, and the other 220 people got dummy ones, placebo. At the end of the trial, which went on for 5 years, in people aged 70 to 88, the death rate from heart attacks, which kills one person in three in the world, dies of a heart attack, the death rate dropped by an unbelievable 54%. It dropped by half. And the marker for an aging heart, and everybody, as they get older and older and older, the heart itself, not just the muscles of your arms or the muscles working your bowels and your lungs, or the food going down your esophagus, where you don't really have control over these muscles. The muscles in your arms and your legs, when you run, when you throw things, you have control of those muscles. So there are smooth muscles in your bowel. There are striated, what we call striated muscles in your arms and your legs. And your heart is even more specialized. That's called a cardiac muscle. But as you get older, even the heart starts to weaken and become damaged with old age. It's been beating billions of times. And in these people, aged 70 to 88, the marker for an aging, damaged heart, it's called, it's a funny name, but don't blame me, NT-proBNP. NT-proBNP. That's the marker which in the age group 70 to 98, it rocketed 20%, showing that these people who weren't on the real Q10 and selenium were getting the normal heart damage of old age. The people who'd been taking two Bioquinone Q10 100 milligrams and one tablet of Seleno Precise, the selenium, the marker, the NT-proBNP in these elderly people, it never went up at all. It never went up at all. The marker for an ageing damaged heart on 2 Q10 100 mg and 1 Seleno Precise in 5 years in the age group 70 to 88, it never went up at all. And when I further queried all the information and read deeper into that report, they actually said that once we pass 45 years old, never mind waiting till you're 70 to 88, when you're 45, the levels of this marker, which is showing heart damage as you get older, it actually rises 6% every year from when you're 45. This is suggesting that maybe 45 is the age that we should be taking Q10 to give us good quality of life in old age. And of course, take the Q10 with the selenium, because all the listeners to this program, most of them will be living in England, unless they're on the podcast around the world listening to it. But if you're in England, you definitely need a tablet, and Pharmanord is made in that country to pharmaceutical standards, so you know it's made to a very top standard like medicines are, and we all need 200 micrograms of selenium. In the other trial, which was in Denmark, when they gave 3 Q10 a day to people with heart failure, and the average age of these 500 people was 62. Now, this isn't looking at heart attacks, which is what I've just been talking about. This is talking about heart failure. There are 700,000 people in England with heart failure. There are 5.7 million people in America with heart failure. And in this trial, which was headed by a world authority on Q10, Professor Sven Mortensen from the largest heart hospital in Denmark, he followed 500 people, average age 62, who were given two of the Pharmanord Bioquinone Q10 100 milligram capsules, followed for 2 years. And, once again, the magical number, 50%, the death rate in these 500 people from heart attacks, the death rate from heart attacks dropped, not from heart attacks, from dying from heart failure, which would involve, of course, heart attacks. You've got heart failure. It dropped 50%. These are amazing figures. I've got a gentleman in my shop, in my pharmacy in Manchester. He's 44. He had cancer, and he had to have certain cancer drugs. And unfortunately, the particular cancer drug, it can happen, it damaged his heart, and he got cardiomyopathy, one of the forms of heart failure. And his ejection fraction, the volume of blood, which is pumped out 72 times a minute from your ventricle round your body, it's supposed to be 50 to 70% of the volume, and it had dropped to 15 to 20%. I put him on 3 Q10, 100 milligram, the bioquinone Q10, one with each meal, and also a tablet, the Seleno Precise from Denmark. And I actually gave him the new version of Q10 called Ubiquinol. Pharmanord have called it Bioactive Q10. It's what the original Q10, the one used in all the trials, is turned into in your body. And this guy, by the way, when you take Bioquinone Q10, the original one, when you take it with selenium, the selenium turns the Bioquinone Q10 into the active form. So this guy, after 6 months, he went for his checkup 3 weeks ago to the cardiology department of the local hospital, North Manchester General Hospital. And the cardiologist said to him, "What have you been doing? You're still overweight, but very overweight. But what's happened? Have you been going to the gym? Have you been, what have you been doing?" He said, "Why, what are you talking about? Why?" He said, "Your ejection fraction, which was 15 to 20%, is now as good as ours. It's gone to 50 to 70%. He said, "I've been taking three of the Q10, 100 milligram, and a tablet of this world's rarest mineral, Seleno Precise. And I had another gentleman in on Tuesday of this week. He's 47, and he had heart failure. It was called dilated cardiomyopathy. He could cycle a little bit. He could cycle 1.5 miles. Taking two of the Q10, the bioquinone Q10, 100 milligram, and the tablets of selenium, I'd put them on him several years ago. He now works in the centre of Manchester, which is 5 miles from my shop, and he lives round the corner. And he cycles 5 miles there and 5 miles back. That's 10 miles a day, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And he was diagnosed several years ago with the heart problem of dilated cardiomyopathy. And he also is overweight. He's 16.5 stone and he should be 14 stone. You could say these are anecdotal stories. But when you look at all the trials now going across the world, it all adds up. The amount of information on Q10 and selenium. And remember, I'm the only pharmacist in the world who's had the honour Pharmanaut have sent me to every world conference on Q10. Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden. And I've just been to Seville, the lovely town in Spain of Seville. I've heard 900 lectures on Q10. I've met Professor Folkers, who got the equivalent of the Nobel Prize from President Bush, and he was on three Q10 a day. He lived to 91. And the man who discovered it, who we can all thank, Professor Frederick Crane, he takes three a day, and he's 92 this year. My mother, on three a day, she got to 92. My uncle, Uncle David, November the 30th this month, he'll be 97. He's been on three a day and the tablet of selenium. I'm 73 in February, 7 years off 80. Still working, fly a kite in St. Anne's in the summer with my grandchildren. Thank God on no drugs for anything. And I've been taking for 20 years the Q10 and the selenium. The only people who have to be a little bit careful, it's the first time you go on Q10 if you're on warfarin, the thinning the blood tablet. With any other drug, we don't even have to speak about it. Occasionally, somebody on warfarin may need an extra milligram of warfarin to be taken on a Sunday. So if you're on warfarin, if you introduce Q10, you take it 1 week before your next INR evaluation. And in that week, you can see if you're going to have a slight alteration in the needs of your warfarin number. Because they like the blood to be clotting, if you're on warfarin, between 2 to 3 seconds. 2.3, 2.1, 2.4. And very occasionally, somebody just starting a Q10 capsule, the number may drop to 1.9 or 1.8. So the nurse or doctor at the practice or the hospital who are doing these INR evaluations, the international normalized ratio, is to do with clotting time. Warfarin is given to people who've had strokes, heart attacks, or they've got atrial fibrillation. Doctors know when to give warfarin. So you just start the Q10 1 week before your next warfarin evaluation to see whether it's affecting you. But other than that, anybody can take Q10 and anybody can take selenium. There are 25 pathways in the human body that need selenium. Selenium, iodothyronine, deiodinase works your thyroid gland properly. Glutathione peroxidase, that protects your joints. That's the number one, glutathione peroxidase. Glutathione peroxidase number two, that protects the tail of the sperm. So to help fertility, which in England, four couples in ten and half of them is the men's sperm problem. And one of the reasons is we've got so little selenium. There's even a product called Bee Daddy from PharmaNord, where they've combined selenium with Q10 in a box to give to men who are trying to make themselves more fertile so that they can start a family.
And so we've actually come pretty much full circle with the circle of life on that particular one. Dennis, I think we've featured very much the joys of selenium and, of course, getting back to Q10. It's been fabulous as ever. Have you had a reasonably interesting mini-lecture with us today? Obviously with added commercial breaks.
Yes, yes. It's good to flex my brain muscles to keep my left-handed memory in tune. Because I've told the listeners, although I sound knowledgeable, I took A-level physics 9 times. I couldn't go to university to do the degree. I did the diploma. I can't hold information for exams. But I've become quite good on repetition.
Excellent.
Repetition.
So we look forward to connecting with you again, hopefully same time next week.
All being well.
Hey!